Cloudcast Media.
Welcome to your next mission podcast with the 12th Sergeant Major of the Army and co-founder of the American Freedom Foundation, Jack L. Tilley, proudly presented by Cavalry Agency, Purdue University Global, and Veterans United Home Loans.
Good day out there, veterans and families, and welcome to your next mission podcast. I'm Jack Attilly, your host, and I've been having so much fun doing this podcast, and so I'm glad for you to be with me today. But please, go easy on me as I learn how to navigate through this new and really exciting journey. Your Next Mission podcast is a new program initiative of the American Freedom Foundation. Every Tuesday, we'll be talking with some outstanding and interesting guests who will provide insights and real takeaways for our veterans, military service members, military spouses, and families as it relates to transitioning from military to civilian life. We want to address topics and issues you're already dealing with. It's my hope that Your Next Mission podcast can be a place where we can all laugh and really cry together and have frank, honest conversations about questions we're all trying to answer and have some fun along the way. We have a great show today. Our theme is transition. Our guests today are from the Army, United States Army Soldier for Life program. Please welcome Lieutenant Colonel Nunn, Soldier for Life, Life Director of Communications, and Master Sergeant Eric Heyman, Soldier for Life Midwest Region Deputy Director. Well, thank you very much for being on the podcast today.
Thank you for the opportunity to be on here and to share the work that Soldier for Life does. I appreciate it.
Okay, great. And Master Sergeant Heyman, thank you too. You look pretty stiff right there, so I hope you're ready to go here.
Oh, yes, sir. I appreciate it. I'm just happy to be a part of the podcast and to talk to every Sergeant Major of the Army I've had in my career. This is outstanding.
Hey, look here. I'm glad you're talking to me. And I think I'm the only guy that served. I'm the only Sergeant Major of the Army that served that actually met all the Sergeant Majors of the Army. Of course, a few of them have passed away now. So, well, hey, let's start out by just sort of telling the audience a little bit about yourself. We'll start out, ma'am, with you, if you wouldn't mind, Lieutenant Colonel Nunn. Just tell us a little bit about you.
Sure. So I am a public affairs officer by trade. I've been in the Army almost 20 years, and I'm in my last 6 months before I hit the retirement button. And I shared that on numerous podcasts. And my current job is I serve as the director of communication for Soldier for Life. And the website, social media, and the podcast for Soldier for Life are within my lanes of responsibility. I also serve as the lead for Women Initiative Diversity and Inclusion and spend quite a bit of my time talking about the diversity workspace along with women empowerment. And I've been honored to be able to do this position for almost 3 years, and I am ready to hang up my boots and have been honored to be able to go on 3 fun deployments to Iraq during my time. I've had troop command, platoon time, and various staff positions all along the Army, and super excited that I'll be able to end my career on a high and happy note.
I was going to say one thing. You know, I spent 36 years in the service. You're going to spend 20, so I'm just really going to call you a rookie. But you know, you gave a little bit. No, I thank you so much for serving, and thanks a lot for your service. Master Sergeant Heyman, go ahead, buddy.
Yes, so Master Sergeant Eric Heyman, currently the Deputy Director Midwest Region, but by trade, I'm 11 Bravo Infantryman. Fulfilled all the duty positions within that MOS. Got 50 months combined overseas combat tours throughout my career. I've been here at Soldier for Life going on 3 years. This is also, I'm a few months behind Colonel Nunn on retirement as well. I'm not quite at 6 months yet, but a couple months I will be. But just love being able to see what is out there for our soldiers and the resources that are available, because as 11 Bravo focused on training, deployment, prep, train, deploy, prep, and that cycle, you don't get to see what I got to see in this very special duty assignment that I got to fulfill as my last duty assignment in the military.
God bless. I usually don't do this, but I'm gonna. What's the noise there? I'm gonna tell a little bit about myself here. I spent 16 trips to Afghanistan, three in Iraq, was fighting in the streets of Saigon when I was 18 years old, was overran once, 20 wounded and 7 killed. And I absolutely, absolutely tell you, I love the Army. The Army has blessed me to be who I am today, along with my wife now. Along with my wife, she was probably the bigger part of it, but the Army was a big part of it too. They really, any successes I've had in life, it's with programs that you guys do each and every day that really, really helped me a great deal. So I just appreciate what you do and what you continue to do for our veterans and families. Ma'am, would you please tell me a little bit about the United States Army Soldier for Life program, its mission and its vision, I guess?
Absolutely. So Soldier for Life is an outreach organization on behalf of the United States Army. We are an organization that works both internally with the Army as well as externally in finding opportunities for our military community. When I say military community, I'm talking about our active Guard Reserve, our retired veteran and military spouses. And when I talk opportunities, we're talking in ways of employment, education, and health and wellness. So essentially anything that benefits our military community, Soldier for Life wants to know about, and how do we best serve our military community, but by interacting and creating networks. Easy layman's term, we're the matchmaker. We basically bridge the gap between the resources that are out there back to our military community. What we know today is that there's a sea of goodwill. There's over 44,000 organizations that are out there that do something positive for the military community. That's a lot of resources to wade through and sift through if you are part of the military community when you need access to a given thing, fill in the blank for X. And so what we do is we try to highlight best practices, the best organizations that are out there that deliver those type of opportunities back to the military community.
No, I'm going to ask you, can you tell me how many people retire a year just out of the Army? Do you have any idea that you guys deal with?
So 17% of, I'll start with 17% of our population of all entire Army will actually make it to retirement. So we're not even talking that large. On average, there's about 140,000 that separate from the Army every single year. And so it sounds like a lot, but if you look in grand scheme of things, especially when you base it on our population, it's not that large. And then you look at the number that are retiring. So we don't have a large retirement population per se when you look at the grand numbers. And the most important thing is that I want to make sure that your audience understands that Soldier for Life is not a program just for retirees. This is a program for the military community. Our tagline, our slogan is once a soldier, always a soldier for life. And you earn that title the day you graduate from basic training or the day you commission, and that title stays with you until you draw your last breath. So with that, in that onus of being a soldier for life, this program is intended for those that have earned that title. So whether you ETS or you retire, this program is something that you should know about, should advocate for, and definitely utilize for yourself. And if you're still serving, for your service members, for that organization where you're a first sergeant, sergeant major, for those troops that you take care of.
Oh, wow. Hey, Master Sergeant, why is it so important to have a program for like Soldier for Life? I think Lieutenant Colonel probably answered that, but do you want to add on to that, I guess?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. That's no problem. It's very important because, you know, we get to hear what issues and challenges are on, you know, on the streets for those veterans that are already out in the community or those transitioning soldiers getting ready to transition out from an installation. And what our program does, as Colonel Nunn already stated, is, I mean, from community resources to while you're serving resources, education, health and wellness. I mean, the whole cycle of being a soldier, we get to communicate and build these relationships with the providers of those resources. So without that, I think, you know, we'd be back in the old days as soldiers would get out, get their Ditty 214, be bussed off installation and thank you for your service. Good luck, you know, and it's not, that's not the story these days.
No, I tell you, I got out of the Army, twice, you know, I spent 3 years, 30 days, got out. And then I got out, of course, after 36 years, But the first time I got out, they didn't help me at all. I just got out of the service. I didn't get any kind of disability. I didn't, they just sort of processed me out and let me leave. And really, at that time, I had post-traumatic stress. I had PTSD or PTS, whatever they want to call it. And it really wasn't that good a program. And I know the program that they have now is a lot better than the one they used to have. So God bless you and keep up the good work. Please stay with us. We'll be right back with Lieutenant Colonel Nunn and Master Sergeant Heyman. I'm Jack L. Tully, 12th Sergeant Major of the Army, and you're listening to Your Next Mission Podcast, proudly presented by Cavalry Agency, Purdue University Global, and Veterans United Home Loans. Before we get back with Lieutenant Colonel Nunn and Master Sergeant Heyman, I'd like to tell you a little bit about Veterans United Home Loans. They are the number one VA lender for five straight years, 4 out of 5 stars with nearly 250,000 reviews. If you're buying, they're funding your dream. Please visit them on veteransunited.com. Well, Matt, Lieutenant Colonel Nunn, can you, how can veterans connect with Soldier for Life, and what's the Army's career skills program?
So for our veteran community, the best way to be involved in the community at large for Soldier for Life is be an advocate, be a storyteller, be an ambassador. We all have an Army story to share. You do it all the time. You go to the communities that you're involved in, whether it's church or golfing, whatever it is, where you are a coach for a little league. Share your Army story, the good, bad, and in between. Hopefully more good than the bad, but share your story. And when you do that, you're an advocate and ambassador for the United States Army. And in those moments, you have the opportunity to share the great resources and through your story, show how the Army is an opportunity, a very large doorway in which when you go through and on the backside, you are a changed person with an extraordinary amount of resources that are available to you. And to get to that point, you've got to kind of come back at to where are the resources when you're serving, when you still have that uniform. And one of the resources that you spoke about is the Army Career Skills Program. The Career Skills Program is umbrellaed under the DoD Skill Bridge, and it is an opportunity where Army service members in their last 180 days or the last 6 months before they ETS or retire, they have the opportunity to go do some type of internship, fellowship, or apprenticeship. Similar words, it's just really dependent on the industry that you're going to. But it affords a service member the opportunity to go and shadow somewhere and to learn those skills for their next career. Where I can really dig into that is I'm actually using that opportunity myself. I'm in my last 180 days and I'm in a fellowship opportunity where I'm interning at MOA, Military Officer Association of America. And the time frame from Army, the max time frame is 4 months. Most company commanders and most programs, you can get an effective range of your career skills around the 3 month mark. But it's important that you plan that with your command so it's not a surprise, because readiness is matters, your numbers, you're still on a triple alpha 162. So work with your command, but it allows you to really shape and grow your next career. For me, I get a glimpse into the nonprofit world. It's something that I thought I wanted to do. And stepping into this internship, it definitely has ignited that passion that I have for the things I want to do outside the Army. So it's giving me that opportunity, that glance. And the nice thing is companies that work with DoD and the Army through the SkillBridge program, it doesn't cost them anything because I'm still being employed by the United States Army. My place of duty is that SkillBridge place. So definitely an opportunity worth for every service member to take a hold of, and definitely worth for those companies that want to hire military talent. This is a great way to get military talent into your company. And the other thing it does, it serves as a great way to get to know each other. By me working at MOA, MOA gets to understand me. And during my time, hopefully on the backside, I'm offered a job. That's ideally what this internship or this apprenticeship is designed to do. And for those of you that are listening saying, hey, I don't want to go work in corporate. I want to do something more skilled labor, something that Micro would call or talk about on dirty jobs. That's where the apprenticeship comes in. You know, we talk about truck drivers a lot in the Army. A lot of truck drivers get out. They don't want to be a truck driver. even though that they could be, they've got the skill and talent, but they don't want to. They'd rather go somewhere else. So for somebody like that, who doesn't want to do what the Army trained them to do, to go be something like a masonry or electrician or HVAC technician, they go to a school or an academy, and they're all over the United States, where they get to learn that skill set, and they get to walk away from that school with another set of skills, and they're certified in that. And now they can begin their second career and literally walk right into it. So there is no gap in terms of pay. So the Army stops paying them, they pick up that new paycheck. And that's something that is well worth your time and effort, and especially your mental sanity, especially if you're married and have kids.
Yeah. The only thing I'd add to that is that I hope the divisions are doing that. I know when I was a division sergeant major that it was hard for those combat units to get off that 6 months. And really, I used to talk to the chief about we need to make sure that we talk to, the division commanders and all the corps commanders about making sure we let people off in the appropriate time to get out so they can plan, their next life a little bit. And I'm not sure we did that good a job while I was on active duty, but I hope you're doing better now. So. But you're doing, this is something that we've needed for a long time, and you're doing a tremendous job. So I hope people take advantage of the Soldier for Life program. Master Sergeant Hammond, can you tell me a little bit about how does the Soldier for Life describe, the cycle, the life cycle of Soldier for Life? Can you talk a little bit about that?
Sure. So believe it or not, there is a soldier life cycle. And we look at it as, from a recruit, thinking about the military because maybe someone within their family served and has inspired them to serve as well, to completing basic training, getting to your unit, and then the life cycle of while you're on active duty, utilizing those resources to better yourself when it comes time to transition out, like credentialing assistance program or the tuition assistance program. Why not get a degree and get credentials to pad that degree? And then while you're still serving, getting credit for all your military education within your MOS. And as you continue to grow, whether it be 20 years or 10 years. And then just like Colonel Nunn is participating in a program now while she's on her last bit of time on active duty or a career skills program or an internship through Hiring Our Heroes. And then, towards the end of the life cycle, once you get out, become an advocate, share your good stories and your bad, share what the Army provided you and how it made you better and what it could do. Inspire others to serve, be an advocate out in the community for a Soldier for Life representative and share your story. And believe it or not, others will, they're listening, and you might just speak to someone who is on the fence and then decides, I want to join. Heyman got a degree. He got a credential. He was afforded time and he had a career ready for him when he got out. And on top of that, all the leadership experience that he gained throughout his time frame in the military on active duty and for the U.S. Army. I mean, it's got to be a win-win situation in my point of view. Yeah, from cradle to grave, start strong, serve strong, and finish strong. That's the old
thing. Yeah, I would tell you that. I'm a soldier for life, and I'll be a soldier till the day I die. There's no question. Ma'am, how does the SFL program differ from the TAPS program, the transition system program?
I am so glad you asked.
Well, I had it down there as a question I thought I want to ask before we take a break anyway.
Yeah, no. So there's a lot of confusion about Soldier for Life, TAP. We are actually two separate organizations. And before I dig into that, Soldier for Life TAP, which stands for Transition Assistance Program, was actually rebranded and renamed to Army TAP. TAP, Transition Assistance Program, is the process, the program that every service member in the Army will go through in their last year. It is required when you hit your 12-month mark, before you ETS or retire, you will go to TAP. And in TAP, it's a 5-day program, and you can pick a skill track, whether it's for employment or entrepreneurship or for education. And you could take all three if you want, but it's designed to help you exit the Army successfully. That the resources that you need to know about based on the track that you're doing, you have access to that resource and you know about those resources. We work hand in hand with TAP. We here at Soldier for Life, we're the strategic arm, like I mentioned. So we like to say that TAP is our cousin organization because we actually work for two separate headquarters. And TAP is the tactical arm for the Army in actually getting you out of your boots, if you will, to hang up your uniform. And us here at Soldier for Life, we are that strategic end, that relationship building, that network connection. So we go hand in hand, we're symbiotic, and we have two great teams that try to do the best for our military community. So at the end of the day, if people get us confused for being one and the same, it's not the end of the world. What I'd rather that they know is that Soldier for Life is a organization that is filled with resources for not only them, but the soldiers that they have the honor and privilege to lead.
I tell you, if there's any commanders listening out there, I'd hope that you're listening to this program, because Soldier for Life and the TAPS program do a heck of a good job for your service members and family members. And don't forget, make sure you get those soldiers enough time to really process and get out of the service, because, you know, they dedicated their life to the military. Now let's dedicate some time for them to get out of the service. Okay, so we're going to be right back with it. We're going to really take another short break here. We'll be right back with Lieutenant Colonel Known, Master Sergeant Hayes of the U.S. Army Soldier for Life program. You're listening to Your Next Mission podcast. I'm Sergeant Major of the Army, retired Jack L. Tilley, and I'm really excited about this next segment of the show, because this is where we get to hear from you. We get to hear your stories and experience you've had so we can learn from each other. Before we get started with the story, let me say a few words about one of our key sponsors, our longtime partner, Purdue University Global, providing available online education for hardworking adults, innovative and personalized. Learn more by visiting them at purdueglobal.edu. Please reach out to me at smatilly@yournextmission.org or write a review on the website, yournextmission.org. Tell us your story. Send us a video or a photo, and I'll feature you on a podcast. Today, I received an email from Billy R. Today, a transition was difficult for me. I attended all the mandatory briefings and learned very little. Leaving this comfort zone of a uniform was really intimidating. I attained my MBA while serving and felt that was going to be enough. As a senior NCO with a master's degree, who wouldn't want to hire me, I thought. I quickly learned that the veteran-friendly was a more of a catchword than anything else. I did gain employment quickly, but it was with a team that didn't really understand that what that word meant. The best advice I can give a transitioning soldier is to understand civilians don't really understand or really care about your rank, and take the advantages of the Army Skills Program. Transition can be difficult, but use the tools provided by you, by the United States Army, not just the mandatory ones. Continually update your resume and use your networking and really manage your expectations. Here's a soldier that's sort of telling it like it is and trying to help his brothers and sisters in the United States military. And I think we got to listen to that. You know, and it really got me when he said it's a catchword. Just don't talk about taking care of soldiers and service members and veterans. Do it. We're back with Lieutenant Colonel Nunn and Master Sergeant Heyman from Soldier for Life. Just a final couple of questions, and then we can wrap it up. Lieutenant Colonel Nunn, can you tell us about the Soldier for Life podcast series that you're currently working on there?
Absolutely. So the podcast has been around for almost 2 years. This July will be its second birthday. It was started by my predecessor, who ended up retiring. One of my great friends, Lieutenant Colonel retired Robin Johnson. She held the title as podcast host for two seasons, and then I took over with season 3, and I just finished recording season 7. And every single week on Sundays at 12, you can find our podcast. You can get it wherever you find podcasts: Spotify, Google Play, iHeartRadio, and our server is Libsyn, or Liberated Syndication, is where most of our podcasts are hosted. And we're even on YouTube. At the end of the day, what is it all about? It's about the work that we do here at Soldier for Life. I highlight a resource every single week for about 20 to 25 minutes. I bring a guest on. We talk about these resources that we've just been talking about here on your podcast. What is the skills program? What is tax benefits? What are the ways in which you can own a home with your VA loan? All kinds of different topics that make sense and matter to our military community. And there's a little bit something for active. There's a little bit something for those that are the veterans and our military spouses. So whatever it is that you choose to do and how you get your information, the podcast is a way in which you can gain bite-sized information at your own pace, because you can download it, listen to it. And because I make them 20, 25 minutes, you can easily digest that piece of information on a quick commute, a quick jog, or while you're doing the dishes. So I highly recommend that you get to know about our podcast series and share with your service members.
That, well, let me tell you something. I've been doing dishes a long time. My wife's got me trained. Hey, I'd like to volunteer to be on your podcast. If you ever want an old soldier to be on the podcast, give me a holler. I'll certainly do it. I don't know. Hopefully I have something to offer, but if I don't call me, I guess. But I'd love to help you. Any way that I can, I think, again, anybody that's been in the service, it's part of a very small family. We think it's big, but it's not. But help each other out. Help each other out as much as you can. Master Sergeant Emma, what are some of the resources Soldier for Life or family members can get from the Soldier for Life, you know, if they're transitioning?
Great, no problem. So some of the resources we previously mentioned, but I'll hit them again, is, you know, obviously, you know, the information on Army Career Skill Programs. We also have a website, soldierforlife.army.mil, and you can find, we have a network page that has a, pretty much a directory of different resources, whether you're out or in. But a lot of the times when we're discussing resources for those that are serving currently, it's the discussion of career skill programs, or I want to do an internship, or how do I do, what does the process look like? Then on top of that, mainly a lot of our resources are community-based resources for those that are out in the community. And they can range from a one-stop shop, for instance, Operation Stand Down Tennessee, right outside, right in Nashville, outside of Fort Campbell. That's one resource that takes veterans in, and they literally will do resume writing, you know, assist in resume writing. They provide care packages, even provide a job. They took over a Piggly Wiggly that was next door to them. There was a grocery store, and turned it into a thrift store, where they sell clothing items out of it, and they could take a veteran that has not been in the workforce for a while and kind of retrain or give them that sense of being at a certain location at a certain time and with a responsibility and get them integrated back to the workforce. So when it comes to resources, the easiest answer for me is see our website. Look at our website, go to our resource page, and you'll just see the plethora of resources out there, ranging from corporate businesses providing career opportunities to community-based resources for our veteran spouses and families, and those community also based resources for our service members on active duty in the National Guard and Reserves as well.
Yeah, I would tell you that, you know, a lot of people think that you know, the military's big, and it is big. The Army's certainly big, 1.3 million. I guess it's about the same size. But if we just help each other out, you know, I've tried to put as many people to work as I can since I've been retired. I probably have put to work maybe 150 people or something like that. And I feel good about that, but I always wish it could have been more. And again, it's about people and the veterans that listen. You took an oath to protect and defend the Constitution of the United States, and you're willing to die for our freedoms. So, you know, help each other out. You know, you've given so much, and it's not that they owe it to you. It's just that you're good, good people and hard workers, and people need to see that, or the people that are, you know, trying to get jobs or employers or whatever. But, you know, I just can't stop thinking about all the kind of sacrifices our veterans make each and every day. So I just, again, thank you guys for really listening to me. So, you know, thanks so much for listening to me today. Please visit us on yournextmission.org, where you can see our strategic partners. All of them have services and jobs for you. One of our partners and a sponsor of Your Next Mission is the Calvary Agency. If you need a firm that fights for your brand, that the way they fight for ours, it's time to call in the Calvary. Ideas, strategy, action. This is the Calvary. Please visit them at calvary.com. Also, follow us on Your Next Mission podcast on social media channels, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, LinkedIn, and YouTube. Once again, I'd like to thank Lieutenant Colonel Nunn and Master Sergeant Heyman from the U.S. Army Soldier for Life program for being on our podcast and providing, I mean, I can't, great insights. We need to have you on this podcast again because you put out a lot of great information. I, from my old soldier's point of view, I just want to thank you for that. I want to end each podcast with a little story. I always love talking about myself, so I'm going to end it with a little story. And you, ma'am, you made me think about a couple of things here as we was talking. But I thought about a young lady I went and visited at Walter Reed. And she had just had lost her leg. And she lost her leg from the knee down. And I was walking up there and I was thinking to myself, geez, what am I going to say to this young lady? I mean, she was 25 years old and I really think she had a child I think she was a Sergeant E5. And I was thinking about what am I going to say to her? How am I going to motivate her? And I went in there and I started talking to her and I started chit-chatting. And again, I'm not sure what, at the time, I wasn't sure what to say. And we talked about a couple of things. And finally, she looked at me and she said, Sergeant Major, when do I get that prosthetic? I said, well, I don't know. I guess the doctor is going to give it to you as quickly as he can, start doing the physical therapy. You know, and I said, why do you ask? She says, because I want to get back to my unit. She wasn't really concerned about herself. She was concerned about the organization that she was assigned to. She was concerned about the soldiers that she worked with each and every day, about the people on her left and the people on the right. It's about giving back. And that's what she wanted to do, was give back to her country. And she gave back. She lost her limb, but she wasn't worried about that. She was worried about the people that she served with. Again, thanks for listening, and thanks to Cloudcast Media for showing us the way, and our three sponsors, Calvary Agency and Purdue University Global and Veterans United Home Loans. See you on the high ground. Hooah!
You've been listening to Your Next Mission, brought to you by the American Freedom Foundation. Learn more by visiting yournextmission.org.
Cloudcast Media.